The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Greetings and salutations. It's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you. We're out of dope podcast to listen to. I don't even know what to say at this point. You know, it's like, just to start the show. It's like, I mean, you know. But anyway, I'm your man, Big B. Thank you for tuning in to the In Deep show. I am battling something in the air, and I feel like I'm going to cough and sneeze and have a nosebleed at the same time.
Shit.
Before we get going, as I said, I'm your man, Big B. Appreciate you tuning in. I said, this time I like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your hearts, and all hail the queen.
Ayo, is this thing on? Are you there? Hell, am I here?
Right.
It's kind of how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like, wah, wah, wah.
There's a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like, life is like, rolling straight 21s over here. But you know what? We're not going to get up from the table. We still got stacks and stacks of chips in front of us. We're going to keep playing as I cough.
At least for now. For now.
Jesus. All right. So, In Deep Show. Glad you could join us. Queen and I are going to graciously hold things down while Doc gets his best life together and dun, 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 dun. Some other things on the horizon. I guess as I get going, my voice will warm up because I'm a little all over the place
rusty
right now. Yeah,
that was probably from last night though.
Gosh. I need to find a local meeting room.
Just saying. I'm but a click away.
Where I can pass the candle to the person to the left.
Or get your first chip. Either one. Go ahead and start the first step.
Don't I have to like at some point like go and apologize to people for shit?
You gotta make amends. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'll get back on the bottle right there. Because I ain't apologizing to nobody.
Well, I mean, that's a thing, so.
That.
I mean, not that I know.
I mean, I'll apologize in the way I apologize. Hey, bitch ass, remember that shit that you did?
That's not and how
I,
that works.
And I let it go? I just want to remind you I let it go.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
It's not how any of this works.
Right. So you gotta, you gotta be better. Do better. You know what I mean? You have to get out there. You have to be like, my bad. For that situation, I'm sorry. I'm talking like I got chips. I don't have shit because I am not ready. But I'm ready, but I'm not ready.
Can I say that? And then as I turn away, say, I still don't fuck with you though?
I feel like that's not a part of it.
But I apologize.
No. No, that's like saying, I'm sorry if you feel that I dot, dot, dot. That's not the way you apologize to people.
How all of these entertainers and athletes do it. I like to apologize if I offended anyone. You got 10.3 million tweets against what you just did.
Right.
What do you mean, if?
I mean, again, that's that way of saying. I'm sorry what I said put you in your feelings.
Right. I'm sorry that you don't have thick skin.
Right. Get over it. But
anyway.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm just saying, maybe... Well, we had our own personal conversation about easing up on the booze, so maybe we'll just continue to talk each other out of it.
Hold hands, hold hands.
And we need some prayers.
Queen, what you doing? You not drinking, are you?
Go, 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 go. Was that the sound of a cork opening? Nope. Mm-mm.
Is Doc back?
Right.
Definitely sound like his bull came.
Oh,
so there's been a lot of shit going on.
Really?
And I tell you what, our diesels are awesome. Just to get the random, like, in the middle of the day work text, not even on the show page or whatever, just to say, hey, hope everything's okay, blah, blah, blah. That is awesome. That is just awesome. And to a couple of you, if you even listen to this show, I've been listening to some podcasts lately. I've been getting my little podcast chops back up.
I'm trying.
And, man, there's a, you know, I'm different, but there's, I've listened to a couple good ones, and maybe at one point we'll get back into that. But, it's been dope. It's been dope trying to get back on that swing and hearing what's going on in people's lives. And when you come across that one podcast where you kind of listen with your finger hovering over the stop button.
Hey, hey, hey. Didn't we say you have to listen to a show 3 times?
I understand. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. It's hovering. And I'm glad that I made it through. I was like,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I get it.
There are like thousands, billion, million new podcasts every day.
Yeah. So
same for the faint of heart, people.
No doubt.
Money. Time. Stress.
Commitment is...
Whew. Yeah, I'm telling you. That's commitment is the part, really, honestly, that's going to be the downfall of a lot of podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really hard to, you know, unless this is your full-time gig... You know, you're blessed like, you know, Black Guy Who Tips. Unless you're blessed like them, it's rough, man, to get, you know, especially and you have multiple people
mm-hmm.
on a podcast. After time, it becomes hard, right. You know, to get people to just like, you know, Negro, we tape every week at X time. Like, what the?
Why you keep scheduling your
shit? You know what I mean? Like, what are
you
doing?
Why you got a bowl that night?
Right. You know, so... You know, so shout out to all the new podcasts out here. You know, just if it's something you really want to do, just keep grinding. And if, you know, sometimes people fall off, sometimes people join you, sometimes people fall off, sometimes people will join you. Just keep plugging away, keep pushing. You know, hit us up if you you know,
you want to rap about
chat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's always fun.
Yeah,
we're talking about other podcasters.
Yeah. I'll hit us up if you... I mean, we're... You know, we may have got a little slacky ourselves, but we're still out here.
But we're here.
We're still out here.
Definitely want to give a shout out to all of the shows that... I understand that you haven't gotten around to picking up the phone or sending an email saying thank you for allowing us to use part of your show to make our shit go further. You know, shout out to y'all too, because, you know... what is that? Is it imitation? Is the sincerest form of flattery?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So I'm glad that we were able to put something out there that you felt that you could still build upon. And
how you know it was about us though?
Huh?
How you know they swagger jacked us?
Oh, trust me.
You know,
some of them
know.
Couldn't even come up with another creative name for the segment.
Oh, they, shit. They okay.
They just was like...
We can talk about that off off mic.
But I love them too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Show, show, show. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, since we shot people out, I mean, normally we don't do it like so early in the show, but so I do want to send a shout out to Lady Rowe. We were chatting back and forth. Good luck on that diet, girlfriend.
Lady Rowe been doing her damn thing.
Right. And you can, as I told her, you can drink wine. You just may have to, you know, cut out on the ounces and the number of glasses that you drink.
Let me ask you this, Queen. I was told, is there a real, like, caloric difference between reds and whites?
Not really, because I think, as I told her, a glass of, well, not a glass, but I guess, like, around roughly 5 ounces of red is like 125 calories, and white wine, it's about 120, what was it, 120 to 123.
Okay.
So, I mean, honestly, you're better off, if you're really about that life, you're better off drinking, like, vodka on the rocks with a splash of lime or like a rum and Diet Coke. You know what I mean? Okay. So, you know, or you could even do like a splash of, like a splash of club soda. Cause you know, you want to, you don't want to do like, oh, let me do a vodka cranberry. Cause you know, cranberry juice, but Ro is smart. She would do like, you know, sugar-free, which sounds disgusting to me, but sugar-free cranberry juice.
Okay.
You know, so I'm, you know, so it'd be better.
What about
that way?
What about like tequila and a lime?
Oh, you can do that, yeah. Okay. I mean, it really is about, like, you know, I don't know, it sounds a little weird, but drinking, I guess, something in its purest form without adding the extra sugar, which right. is the problem. You know, because if you do any kind of mixer, juices, you know, sodas, that adds sugar to what right. you're drinking. And normally, like, a drink with, like, a let's say a vodka drink could be, like, 85 calories. But once you add in all the other stuff, that's where your calorie intake or caloric intake goes up.
Gotcha.
So... So something to think about.
Everybody kept screaming, oh, just drink white wine. Just drink white wine.
Like, it's about the same. Right. I mean, and the funny part is sometimes white wine has just as much alcohol in it as red sometimes. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
You know, because I think yesterday when we were tasting, there was a white wine that was like 14.9%. Ooh. I was like, Lord, you trying to kill people.
Ooh. Gotta love it.
And then they were talking about mixing it with vodka. I was, oh, wait, no, that was another thing. That was, I don't know, this place is weird, but they have like some kind of cranberry wine or something, some stuff. But they were saying like, yeah, you can mix it with vodka. That's what was 14.9%. Hmm. I was like, y'all trying to kill people. Like, if you're going to drink like that.
I got to hit this spot up.
I'm just saying, if you're going to drink like that. Well, they didn't have vodka, but I'm saying it's like if you bought the bottle. Right. You can buy bottles there, take it home with you, and then add vodka to it. That's a, I mean, that's a night where you need to stay home.
I did a live video a couple days ago in which I was talking about this spiked seltzer.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ.
Are you a sponsor yet?
Right? I mean, damn it. That shit is... You talk about sneaking in the back door.
What is it, about 6-something?
6%, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it just... Oh, God. I don't know why it does what it does to me. And now we're promoting, you know, mixing that with vodka.
Oh, sure. I thought this what you were doing all along.
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
Good God, no.
Oh, no, maybe it was just me? Just me then?
No,
just me?
Good grief.
Yeah, that's what I was doing sometimes when we came here to the studio. I was doing it and adding. So I guess I should go get my first chip. I'm not really sure.
I think
not to joke on AA. So if anybody's, you know, mazel, if you are right. taking those steps,
I think we should like we should have like a cup of John Hopkins or something, University of Maryland Medical Center or something. We should have like a liver, like I can like Friday after work, I can go up there. And they can take my liver and just put it on hold. Let me use one of the ones that y'all not using right now. So I can go get this weekend in because I can't do it.
You know, like in Vegas, I don't know if they have it in the area here, but they used to have those mobile units go around and you can go inside and they would give you like electrolytes and fluids and, you know, like the, you know how you go to hospital and they have that little bag,
yeah.
IV drip. They would like attach it to you and you can get your fluids back up and then you're like refreshed like
really?
That night before never even happened.
Shit.
I'm like, that has to be a moneymaker. No, seriously, like, can you imagine, like, down 18th Street and, like, Adams Morgan, all those spots where it's, like, either it's the next day or maybe later that night, you have your mobile unit where people can come in, like, they are, like, smacked. You can come in, lay down, get some fluids in your system, you know, get that little IV drip going, and then you, next thing you know, you good. You bounding down the stairs back in the club.
Or I say you on your way home. Full-on dialysis.
Hell no.
Just saying. Just
that's clean, a little bit different.
Clean the blood while you're at it.
A little bit different. Just. A little bit different. Just a little bit different. So you don't want that. Or we can just cut back on drinking.
Hell wants to do that? I can do dialysis.
Again, please excuse us if you are... You know, I feel like right now we should have like the number for AA and we should tell people, you know, hey, if you do have a problem, get some help, you know, and we kid, but you know, it's all in, you know, it's all in fun. Of course, don't take us too seriously about that topic. I mean, and hey, look somebody for us right maybe in a year or two sitting right beside you. You don't know. Who knows?
Somebody right now talking about my daddy.
I know. That's why I said I don't want people to, you know, feel like we're making light of the situation, but more on us than anybody else, really.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
We all have our demons.
Well, damn, I wasn't going that hard on it. I was trying to keep this light. I'm like, now what you do in drinking in the dark... That's on you, bro. Don't put that on me. I choose to hang out and drink with friends. And
I've been going through some shit the last 2 weeks. Oh. I've been on a emotional roller coaster.
Tell me about it, Vivian Green. What happened to you?
I've been on some shit.
For real?
I didn't know who I was for a while.
Oh, no.
I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what tomorrow held.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't remember what yesterday held.
Well, you know why, right?
I'm just saying. I've been going through some shit.
Yeah, phone call away.
But I'm better.
Okay.
I'm better now as I sober up.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's always good.
Like I said, a year or two, we'll be sitting right beside you. My name is Queenie, and... all right, so...
I guess we should start talking about some shit on the show, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel, yeah. This is what we get when we're rusty. Because then we just babble. We just babble the fuck on and talk about rando stuff.
I think that was an important topic.
Sure. Maybe it was a little bit of therapy for the both of us.
Damn sure it was for me, because when we go to commercial break, I'm going to make some phone calls and get some shit off my chest.
You do that. I'm going to go get that another shot of Cafe Patron.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
All right, let's get down to serious business here. Business. Okay, so I know you said you hadn't heard about it. Kendrick Lamar invites this white girl on stage. Apparently, I guess he does this at his concerts. He'll invite super fans on the stage to, you know, rap his lyrics along with him, which must be pretty goddamn exciting.
Absolutely.
You know, because they'll show your picture on a jumbo screen and, you know, you got all your friends there and people in the audience have, you know, phones and they're, you know, recording stuff. And so you get up there and you going, you're like keeping word for word when he does Mad City. Word for word, word for word. Then all of a sudden, you drop the N-word. So this time, Kendrick was like, whoa, 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 cut the music. Stop it. Did I hear you say the N-word? Mm. Meanwhile, I'm just going to assume the little girl was drunk or high or whatever. Because she was just like, what, bro? Right. Like, you didn't like how I rapped, bro? Like, what? I wasn't cool enough for you, bro? I'm going to give her a pass on that, because, like I said, she probably was high or drunk. But he's like, nah. You said the N-word. She was like, whoa? I did? He was like, yeah. And if you going to do it, you got to bleep that one word if you going to keep going. So and she was like, oh, I guess I didn't realize that I said the word, you know. So he asked the audience, like, should she stay on the stage and keep going, or should she get off the stage? And of course, the audience was like, boo, because, you know, it's an audience. Hating, right. I'm like, it's an audience. Y'all just wanna be up. They're going to boo you. So, you know, it's like little mini Showtime at the Apollo. But so it was a whole back and forth on Twitter where people were thinking that he pretty much set her up for this, that he knew this girl, this white girl, was gonna rap and sing or say the N-word, you know. And so it was a kind of the setup. I don't know if maybe, like I said, some people were thinking it was like a teachable moment. Some people were thinking, nah, this, he set her up because he knew it. But so my question to you, B, is if you have this word, and I don't know why I keep saying the N-word, not just saying nigga, but anyway, if you have that word in your song, or if an artist has that word in his or her song, and you know a majority of your audience is white, should you be mad that they're rapping along, you know, to your song? And maybe it's an unconscious thing, maybe it's not. You know, maybe do you think they feel like, oh, just because it's in the lyrics, now I get the pass to say it? Kind of like the Chris Brown song, the Chris Brown and what's the white rapper, and they switched up bodies. You know what song I'm talking about? It's like the white, like the rapper is like real lanky. His name will pop in my head. I cannot think of the song, but it's kind of like that song where, you know, he's Chris Brown, so now he realizes he could say nigga.
Right.
You know.
That's what I was about to bring up.
Okay. So I'm like, so what do you think about that, the usage of that word in rap songs?
I think it goes, it should be addressed on both sides. I mean, if you're going to write that lyric and you're going to put this music out to the masses, then you have to expect situations like this just may occur. And maybe not be so flabbergasted when it happens. On the other side, you should recognize the word. And I understand you get caught up in the moment, just like there was we talked about the situation with the sorority house. Wasn't
oh, yeah.
There?
Mm-hmm.
A situation like that, you get caught up in the moment. You know, you singing this song that you, whatever, you know. And the word comes out. But you should be more conscious to just kind of pause it, drop the mic, you know, pull the mic down or whatever you want to do at that time. So it's a slippery slope on either side, actually, you know. Yeah. I mean, I take it even further. Like, if there's like a song that I like, maybe that's done by a lady singing to a male, and so she might say, you know, something, I love you, boy, or whatever. If I'm singing, I'm not going to say boy. I catch myself and I say, can I switch it to girl, you know, whatever. So you can be aware of what the hell you're saying and what's about to come out your mouth and not do it.
See, I guess in that instance, yes, you can be aware. But for me, I'm like, it's part of the song. If she's singing, hey, or if it's a guy and he's singing about a woman, he's like, hey, girl, I love you. Right. I'm like, hey, girl, I love you. I'm like, it's part of the song. I'm not singing to a woman, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just singing because it's part of the song. Right. So I don't have to switch. For me, I feel comfortable enough. I don't have to switch the gender word mm-hmm. to make me feel comfortable.
Right.
And I'm thinking these kids are feeling the same way. I'm like, you put it in a song. Why the fuck can I not rap? It's part of the song. It's part of the flow. This is their mindset. Mm-hmm. But what is different to me is, you know, saying nigga Now, granted, it's an A, not an ER, but it's a slippery slope. But knowing, you know, what this word is and what it means, like, why, you know, why are you so pressed to say it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just be like, ba ba da 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 da, pause. Ba 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 ba. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, just don't say it.
Right.
Especially, even if it isn't a song, just don't fucking say it.
And see, working at the club, I actually watch situations where people know it's coming and they get ramped up to it.
Oh, I'm sure, because they want to be able to say it.
Right, when that N-word get together, they start jumping and like...
Because they feel comfortable. It's like, well, it's in a song. Right. It's part of the song.
I like to post them right next to them when they do it. Like,
oh, you about to say that word? I'm about to elbow you in your ribs, son. Right. But I mean, but it's like, if you know, you know... I don't know. It's like, I don't want to blame an artist for, you know... If this is what they're feeling at the time and this is what they're writing. Now, granted, if you have a song and it's like in the song like 550 times, I think that's excessive. But if you are writing your song and maybe niggas in there like two or three times, you know, that's the way your lyrics was flowing and the way it came out of you at the moment. You know what I'm saying? And just for that one word, stop. Just don't fucking say it.
Right.
Like, it's okay. Like, you know, and granted, he made it to me. I don't think he set her up by pulling her on stage. I think he was just like, I can't wait to see if she's going to fucking say this word. Like, is she going to say it literally like verbatim, or is she going to pause, you know, when that part of the song comes on? So maybe it was like, hey, this was a teachable moment for the little white kids in the audience. If you're going to do it, just don't do it where you on camera. Do it in the privacy of your own home. If you gots to say the word.
If you gots to say it.
Do it in the privacy of your own home. Do it in your shower. Do it in your car. And don't let me see you, you know, like, I don't want to see you mouthing the word. Just don't let people see you doing it if you got to be that pressed. Don't be in a club jumping up and down saying a word. Because if somebody punch you in your mouth, don't be surprised. Just saying. Don't be surprised. You know. But, yeah. I said it all to say, I don't think he set her up, but you know, get your life together, little white girl. So, but anyway, let's talk about our favorite person, Miss Rachel Dolezal. I don't know why I said her name like that. That was weird. Sorry, guys. Who has now changed her name to, I don't know. Look, I'm like, this name is, I don't even know how the hell to pronounce this. What is it? Is it Anichi Diallo? I feel like I got that right. So she's now changed her name to Anichi Diallo. Nikichi? Okay, we're gonna go with, yeah, let's go with that. So she is receiving government assistance under that name, under that alias. But you know, of course, when she's selling her t-shirts and showing you how to braid hair, she is still using, you know, Rachel Dolezal, right? So the Washington State Department of Social and Health Services began investigating Dolezal last year in March. And because they learned she was receiving public assistance and Heffa just wrote a book. Now, I don't know how you gonna do that. But they were saying, okay, normally when you write a book, you get a book advance, you know, and it's normally the book advance is like a couple $1,000s, you know what I'm saying? But she was just like, oh, I'm just getting a couple of $100 a month from my friends. So, yeah. So anyway, so they're like, so they gave her that little squinty look and they're like, So, but anyway, so now they're saying they're accusing her of getting paid over $8,000 in public assistance. You know, Miss Diallo, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. However, this is the part that I was like, I clutched my pearls. They said, but during that period where she was getting government assistance, this heifer had $83,924.96 deposited into her bank account. Like, where they do that at? You know what I'm saying?
Let's check here.
You know what I mean? I'm like, you got a Netflix documentary, you wrote a book, you just doing all kinds of wilding out shit, but yet you want government assistance.
She just did a whole... old dirty bastard move on us again.
I'm just saying, like, you what just, in the what?
Top selling record in the country, but you all.
Right, you getting assistance.
And you posting your welfare card or your album.
I mean, what? What? Like, seriously, see, this goes back to them automatically assuming black people are the ones on welfare. You know, remember the whole, for the youngins, Reagan turned the phrase welfare queens, and it kind of made it look like just black people mm-hmm. were on welfare, where the smart people know that a majority of the people that are on welfare are white.
Right.
You know, but of course, it's still that stigma that, you know, black people are just home chilling, getting checks and getting food stamps or EBT cards or whatever you have you. But then, you know, now you look at this heifer, you know, just collecting a check, getting her $8,000 on, but in the meantime, got $83,000 in the bank. Shit, I'd be lucky if I got fucking 50 cent till payday. But this bitch is getting, you know, scamming the government. She's the OG scammer.
That is her life.
Securing the bag, like, as they say.
I'm like, how is she still getting away with this? I mean, she's switching up the names. Why are people not, like, blasting the shit out of her? Like, or are they and she's just shaking it off?
Oh, I think they are and she's shaking it off. For some reason, I don't know who is out there supporting this lady and actually going to her website, buying her shit and her calendar, getting braiding tips. I don't know who these people are. I don't know if they're white people. I don't know if they're black people that just feel bad for the white lady. I don't know what the hell is happening.
Every time I think of her, I can't help but think of that scene on "I'm Gonna Get You Sucker" when the white lady came out with the daishiki. Oh. It was. I just like.
Yeah, that's pretty much this her. Lady. That's pretty much her, but except for, you know, she's getting paid like. I don't know how her 15 minutes has now extended to like 3 months. I don't know how she's able to do this, but well, hopefully, for her sake, hopefully she don't go to jail. Cause if she's found guilty, she could face 15 years in jail. Not that I give any fucks, but so I mean, because she has a kid,
so she's going to be a burden on society again.
Right. Well, I'm saying, but she has like a kid or two. So I don't wish jail time on her. Cause I mean, you know, I mean, like she killed somebody or something. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying. I don't. She got kids. She got to support them. She a hustler.
I can see her doing a little scary straight time, though.
Oh, I ain't say she shouldn't get any time. No. I just said 15 years. Don't put that bitch in jail, because if that was anybody else, they'd be in jail, too.
Right.
So, I'm just saying, don't give her 15 years. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So, I've been trying my best to follow this as the world turns that's going on between Drake, Kanye West, and Pusha T. And it's like an onion. It's like every time you turn, there's another layer. Like, what in the hell? They throwing out diss tracks on each other now. And if you haven't heard them. So I listened to Pusha's track, which is called Infrared. He spit a lot, but I don't really know what the origin of a lot of what he's talking about is coming from. So that's what I'm trying to really get to the bottom of. Like, what is the beef? You know what I'm saying? Drake's comeback. What is it? Duppy Freestyle. His is definitely more direct, and you can definitely tell, you know, what and who he's talking about. And but yeah, I'm really trying to find some of the origin of what's going on with them. But I would definitely suggest, if you have not listened to both tracks, to go out and check them out. This whole thing where it now involves one of Kanye's people's Rhymefest, you know, Rhymefest reached out to Drake and asked Drake if he could, you know, give some money to help the kids in Chicago that Kanye West has abandoned. With his Donda's house.
Oh.
And
that's embarrassing.
So yeah, so Rhymefest jumps out there and was like, you know, he tweeted out, you know, at Drake, when good music sends the money they owe you, will you please help us rebuild Kanye's mother's house for the youth of Chicago? I spoke to Kanye about it. His response was, fuck the youth of Chicago.
I feel like he couldn't have said that.
At this point in the game, I can't put nothing past Mr.
Like,
West.
I really can't. Come on, man. Like, I really feel like he couldn't have said that.
So
I mean, maybe he's paraphrasing, but like I can't. As crazy as that man is, I cannot see him saying those actual words. Fuck the youth of Chicago. Like I just can't. I just can't.
So of course, you know, Kanye's boo thing had to jump in it, and
what she said?
She took that shit way left.
Boo thing. That's his wife, not his boo thing.
Well, she'll be a forever boo thing in my eyes.
They've been married 4 years.
I can dig it.
Which is a surprise to everybody, but anyway. But what she say?
I mean, as soon as one of him is not as relevant, that's probably why he's doing all this dumb shit so he can stay relevant and whatever.
Well,
anyway.
I mean, yeah. Anyway.
So she took it off talking about some other shit about Rhymefest, you know, hasn't been right since he got kicked out of the studio in Hawaii wearing fake Yeezys.
Mm.
Like, what do that have to do with anything? Like, you're just trying to take away from, you know.
She's just trying to discredit him.
Right.
That's all.
So.
Did he clap back or no?
Right.
No, I'm asking. Did he clap back?
Did he clap back? I don't see where he did. So she just kind of went on and on and on and on and on.
Sure.
And she, of course, you know, she out here misspelling words and shit.
She was probably angry. Man, I did that yesterday. I was fast typing. I was like, damn, how did that make any sense? Y'all understood what I said? But she was probably fast typing. Maybe, who knows? Maybe she had too much Chardonnay. Who knows? She didn't drink, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So how do you feel about it? At least, you know, she stood up for her man. How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's what she's supposed to do.
Agreed.
I mean, in real life, you should stand up for your mate.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in her real life, which is entertainment, you know, she needs to stand up for him. Keep him relevant. Keep him popping. All that good shit. So, yeah.
I still don't. So we were talking off air about Kanye paying $85,000 for the Whitney Houston picture for
right.
Pusha T's new album.
Right.
What do you think? Like, what are you feeling about that?
You know, Pusha has always been. I don't really feel any kind of way about it. I mean, because it's. I can see that being sort of a pusher move. You know, he tightrope walks the dark line of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if they sold him the rights to the picture, shit, why not?
Well, I mean, it's $85,000. Of course, you willing to pay that money for a goddamn picture. Of course they're going
right.
to sell it. Oh, so you're asking me what do I think? Is that what I just...
Sure.
No, I'm just playing. I think it's some trash, and I think they could have came up with something better than using, you know, like going off her tragedy, because clearly it was like, you know, Kanye's going through some shit. He 5 steps off of his bathroom looking like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, it's like you wouldn't want somebody to do that to you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just think it's a trash ass move to me, mm-hmm. you know. Like, you can't be creative enough to come up with something else besides doing that. And you pay $85,000. Apparently, that $85,000 could have gone to Donda's house. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. But that's what you decided to do. And he decided to. I don't know if it really was Pusha T's decision to do it or if he was just like, oh, okay. Like, he just kind of had to go along with it, you know.
I kind of feel like they were just in the studio just like, dissecting the picture, like, yo, look at this shit on the sink, and da da da. Put that shit on your album cover. I bet, I dare you. Shit, I'll do that shit.
Sure, I'll pay $85,000 to use it. like that. I guess because you know that makes no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like it's just
I don't see what the
not classy
of the picture
it's,
was.
Yeah, and maybe it has something to right. Maybe it has something to do with the album. Maybe right. The messiness of his album. I don't know, or all the stuff that was in the picture means something with the album. But I just think it shows no class to do that to her. You know, I mean, it's like people, you know, that woman has a family still that is out here still grieving her and fans that are still grieving her, you know. And I just think, I don't know, I just think it was tasteless and trash. But that's just me.
I can do
it. I'd be curious to see what anybody else thinks about it. So if anybody listening, if you're still out there. Yeah, if you're still out there, indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Well, but. I, you know what? Again, I definitely don't take as strong of a stance with it. I mean, it's all art. It's all, you know, whatever. You know, this was, I don't know. I got enough hate mail on, you know, my feelings on Amy Winehouse and Whitney and Kurt Cobain and all of that. I mean, yeah, sorry, but I look at it as you robbed me of, you know, just great art. And, you know, as we joked earlier about getting our chips or whatever, you know, you are well in position to, you know, have you know, gotten some sort of help, and he chose not to. So,
well, that's a whole conversation for like another time. I mean, we could spend, because I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because we talked about this, you know, when the guy from Linkin Park, mm-hmm. you know, died. So, I mean, and then what was it, the EDM dude too that just died? Avicii. I can't remember. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right.
But
I mean, I'm just saying. So, I mean, that's like, I don't know, a whole different, you know, bag to get into. But anyway, so I don't know. I kind of just feel like, you know, with that particular situation, it was just tasteless. But anyway, so let's move on.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. It's almost football season.
Monday night football on NBC.
Oh, shit.
I can't remember the theme. That's sorry. That was
Sunday night. Was that Monday night?
I don't know. I was just making up some shit. I don't know. I couldn't remember anything about the song, and all I could just see is Carrie Underwood. Okay, there you go.
Okay. So as you all heard, the NFL has now taken a stance of sorts against not standing. So. So I guess the options that they're giving the players now is if you're going to be on the field, you have to stand. If not, stay in the locker room. Okay. I mean, if that's what, you know, there's so many layers to it, with the player union saying that they weren't consulted in this decision. And I mean, just the fact that it just reminds me again of this debate that my supervisor and I just had on Friday, where he's trying to correct or solve a problem at the end of it versus going back to the root of what started it and fixing it from there. Because this is the second time it's happened now. And I keep telling him, if you don't stop doing this incorrectly to start, we're going to keep having a problem. So, my thing is, okay, the point is just still being, the overall point is just still being overlooked. And we're not going to get into that.
They can't get it, though.
Right.
They will not understand.
They will never understand it.
They will not
right.
understand. Stand
so,
why people are kneeling. Like, they're just so stuck.
So stuck on disrespecting the flag.
Yeah, I'm like, they just can't get it. Like, you can say it 50 ways, as they say, 50 ways to Sunday. They will fucking not get it.
So, but I guess the next thing is, Now, are they going to make a big deal over, like, are they going to, you know, scan the field and see who's not in the lineup and make a big deal about who didn't come out?
Sure they will. All, it's going to all of the above. I mean, because if you are on the field and you take a knee, you know, fine. If you stand outside and, you know, you're on the field and you're standing, oh, they're going to be like, oh, John Smith was standing. Whereas, you know, Bob was in the locker room. So it's going to be a big deal either way. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lose-lose to me, a lose-lose situation, because you're going to stand out there or you're going to be in the locker room and people are still going to talk about you. You know right. what I'm saying? You know, and some of the – so what do you think about some of the owners saying if their players are still on the field and they choose to take a knee, they'll pay the fine, which is weird. I couldn't find anywhere what the fine was. When I was looking,
I don't even know if they have a set fine yet.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the next debacle, that if it does happen, like one person's going to get fined $6,000 and another person's going to get fined $28,000, and now they're going to have this big mess about that, because that's what the NFL does. They're retroactive as opposed to being proactive on stuff like this.
Yeah. I would be curious to everyone's opinion. And don't be nasty about it if you decide to write in. But how about you just stop playing it during sporting events? If it pisses people off that bad, just stop playing it. It's a sporting event.
The national anthem?
Yeah, just stop. Like, what do you think about that? Because that way you don't have to be bad whether people are standing or kneeling or whatever. How about just play some, play a damn song or not anything, or have somebody talk before, you know, they start, and keep it moving.
All right.
That way nobody has to be mad about it. Like, what do you think about that?
I mean, as someone that played sports his entire life, I actually like the national anthem. I like that moment of pause before we, you know, quote unquote, go to battle and we go to war, when really what we're doing is playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that really have gone to battle and gone to war and whatever and all of that. So I actually like that. I like that moment of chill. You know what I used to do sometimes in the national anthem? I used to pray. You know what I mean? And
how about just a moment of silence?
You know, I mean, that's an option too.
And you can do, you can pray, you can yeehaw, you can whatever, whatever you want
to
do.
I mean, again, I think it all goes back to, shouldn't fucking matter when you're not disrespecting the flag. This is not your battle.
Right. Well, a lot of people see it as, you know, since the NFL is considered like a private, you know, company, you know, like if it was a, you know, like a more of a, I guess, a government situation or whatever, then they couldn't force you to do that. But since it's a private company, you know, they can pretty much set their own rules.
And that's where I left off at it. I definitely am behind the cause, but I mean, unfortunately, it wasn't their platform to do it. And it's, I mean, and I liken that to saying, you know, I drive around in a vehicle that has, you know, not only my direct company's logo, but our parent company's logo.
Mm-hmm.
And if I jump out of my van and beat the shit out of somebody, you know, I'm representing them while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big fucking deal. And so I kind of look at it in that same light. This is not your stage. And
but why not? Why isn't it your stage? Because you know all the cameras are on you. Mm-hmm. And again, as you've even said yourself, you know people aren't doing this to disrespect the flag. This right. country was built on freedom of speech,
mm-hmm.
and you are just expressing your freedom of speech. And I mean, you're not hurting nobody. But, you're not jumping right. out and beating the shit out of nobody. I mean,
but the whole thing is, just like you said, it's private industry. So within that, you unfortunately you give up a lot of your rights and your what you have the ability to do and be protected for doing. Because it's this is not, you know, a federal job or what have you. This is a group of people that have made an organization, and within it, they're going to make their rules, and this is what you're going to abide by if you agree to be in this organization. And so it sucks, but I mean, it is what it is. We would just hope that, you know, cooler heads will prevail, and more thought and consideration will be given behind, you know, your number one commodity. You know what I'm saying? Like, the players are what make you these billions of dollars.
Sure.
So you would think you would be a little bit more sensitive to their causes, you know, and not be so close-minded to it. But fortunately, it's not that. And you know, when you boil all the fat away from everything, you know, it was a decision he made to do, and you know, it was not totally his platform to do it.
Well, okay. I'm going to disagree with that, but because it's like, you have a platform, and why not express yourself? And if you're doing it not in a selfish manner, like, you know, I assume you're talking about Kaepernick, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not doing it in a selfish manner, and before you were kind of like in the background and nobody really gave a shit before when you were in the background doing it, then all of a sudden, you know, I guess more people. Then it was just like, wait a minute. You know, because mm-hmm. like they were saying, he was doing it way before, you know, during games, and nobody was checking for him or he was sitting on the bench. But I want to take it in a different direction. So as a fan sitting in the stands, so if that shit, you know, if the anthem comes on and I choose to sit in the stands versus stand up, you know, I'm subject to being harassed. Because I remember seeing some video of some people sitting down. Mm-hmm. Some people started harassing
them. I was at games when that
happened. Yeah, some people harassed them. Some people got drinks thrown on them. I mean, you're looking for... Now you know, going to get your butt beat, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but as a... I'm not being paid. You know, I would have paid to have been at the game. So as a private citizen, I should have the right to be able to sit or stand mm-hmm. without being harassed. Especially if I'm not... being belligerent in you know, I'm sitting because blah 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 blah.
Right.
If I decide I don't feel like getting up,
absolutely,
I shouldn't have to get up.
And if someone you know harasses you or does something, then you know, hopefully in a timely manner there will be ushers there to defuse the situation or mm-hmm. throw the people out that threw stuff or what have you. You know, but yeah, I mean it's. I don't know.
It's interesting.
I think this one's going to be something that's going to be...
I mean, some people have chosen to boycott and not watch, you know, because people are kneeling, and some people have chosen to boycott because people aren't kneeling, and some people are like, I just, you know, forget the NFL period overall. Like, I'm not into it, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not watching it. So, of course, the numbers are down. So, I feel like they're scrambling trying to figure out, you know, yeah. And also because of 45, I think they're trying to appease him, and they're trying to figure out how can we do this so we can bring people back, you know, to watching, you know, watching the games.
Four words come to mind. This too shall pass.
I don't know, man.
Or it will at least disappear into obscurity somewhere.
I don't know, man.
Because I mean, how much can we continue to sensationalize it? I mean, we've beat almost every angle of this to death. At some point, it's just got to be what it is.
We thought it was. I mean, you know, and I don't mean to keep talking about this, but we thought, like, even when what's the coach, Dallas? Boo, Dallas. Mm-hmm. What's the coach, Jerry?
Jerry Jones. Yeah.
I mean, but you know, remember when 45 came out and said something like sassy, and so then the next game, everybody pretty much took a knee, mm-hmm. you know, because it was kind of like, hey, you know, you're not running this,
right.
You know, we're unified. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to that? You know what I'm saying? Like, at that one point in time, like, everybody felt like we're together in this. You know what I'm saying? And even for the people who didn't want to take the knee, they just at least stood behind them and put their hand on someone's shoulder that was taking the knee to show that they, you know, I'm with you. I may not want to take a knee, but I'm still with you.
And even
with
that, on that explosive weekend, that was even less of what the point was. That was more of a defiance against 45.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
So what was the big deal? You did that then. Why can't you just let people continue to do them going forward?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's stupid, you know? I mean, you going to lose people, you going to gain people. Just come on, man.
All right. Yeah. We shall see.
We shall see. Golly, I feel like we've been talking forever. Can we take a break?
We're going to do that right now.
Let's do it. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We really, really appreciate it. I know that sounds like something everybody says, but no, seriously, we really appreciate it. And with that being said, shout out to Rashani from Single Simulcast. Shout out to Stone from Forget That Yo. Yeah, that show. And shout out to Kmart. Shout out to Rude Boy. I already gave a shout out to Miss Rowe. Shout out to Miss Davis. We appreciate y'all for, you know, hanging in there and being active in on Facebook when we're lazy. We greatly appreciate that. So if you have any feedback, you know, indeepshow@yahoo.com. You want to hit us up on voicemail, 202-750-1437. Hit us up. Like to hear your voice. And shout out to the people listening to us overseas. One or two, we know who you are. But for everybody else that's, you know, just listening, you know, you see a show pop up, thank you for listening to us. And you know, we love that you're there, and we know that you're there, but you don't want to step out of the shadows. That's cool. That's okay.
I just want to interact.
Well, one person from Paris has interacted with us quite a few times. But, I mean, there are other people, you know, but that's okay. I feel like now it's been long enough where I'm like, okay, clearly you just want to be on the other end and push play. Okay. And I'm cool with that. I mean, I am. I'm cool with that now. Now. I'm cool with that. Took me a minute, but now I'm cool. Come on. It's fine.
I ain't gonna be cool with
that. Okay. Well, I'm fine with it. So,
I like to meet people.
I know. It's cool.
It's like, get their story, get their background. Like, how'd you come? Not like their life background, but like their IDS background.
Yeah. You know? I mean, we know some people find us Podbean
what
and
you
iTunes.
Doing when you, you know,
sometimes Stitcher when that shit works.
Are you from where you're listening, or are you, is it a job situation?
I think all of the above. Yeah, I think all of the above. Because some of the locations, I'm like, it has to be like military, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it could be somebody that just happened to come across, you know, us on Podbean, or maybe on, like I said, on iTunes or Stitcher when that shit works or whatever. So, you know, shout out to them too. So, I mean, hey, you are appreciated.
I'm going to turn Stitcher into a verb. Like, whenever you want to just fuck something up, I'm going to stitch that piece.
Oh, there you are. Because really, you know, whatever. So whatever way you're listening to us, Google Play or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just thank you for listening, and we really appreciate you. So, all right, this was a question that was our question we posted like a couple of weeks ago, but B, I don't think you had an opportunity to answer this question. If you saw two women on the side of the road trying to change a tire, would you stop to help?
Such a loaded question. One, I'm a fat boy, so I don't like see me getting all dirty and everything.
What in the
and,
world?
And like exerting a whole bunch of energy.
What?
I will probably call roadside assistance for them. And like maybe if they kind of feel, you know, they're not in the best of areas, I might sit with them and wait till help comes.
Okay.
I don't know how to address this side because it's actually a topic that we planned to talk about, but we've kind of been ducking. And you know, if maybe the one of the women aren't as inviting to my presence, like you know, I don't want to just invade their space, you know. She might be trying to prove a point out there. Like, I can change this tire by myself. Da da da, I've lived there. Okay.
You said trying to change a tire. It didn't get specific as to what the women look like. It was women.
I dig it. I'm answering all the things.
Trying to change a tire. We'll just stop and help them.
I would offer some sort of help. Mm-hmm. And it probably would not be labor intensive.
Okay. So it might be like,
do you need me to make a call for you?
AAA guys.
Right. Do you have Geico? Because they have roadside assistance. What, do you not know this about your insurance or something?
I mean, who knows? Maybe they were waiting. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But okay. So this is some of the feedback that we got on it. Rude Boy said it depends on the weather, what I got on, what time, and if they look like they're going to at least say thank you for the help. Some of these motherfuckers don't appreciate help. So Rashani said, or Derek said, I'd ask if they needed help. To assume is to make an ass out of you and me. Then I'd zoom off because it could be a setup. You gotta stay safe out here. Is it at night? Ms. Summer says, I've never had to change a tire and I've had 3 flats out on the road by myself. Chivalry is not dead. In other news, can someone teach me how to change a tire? Stone says, as a married man, as a man married to a crazy woman, I have to say, forget that, yo. If I was single, I would definitely say, forget that, yo. Ain't no love out here. Cold world, no blanket. Plus, if I do help, I'm saying women are weak, need help, and what's wrong? # stay woke. Miss Lucy said, I'd ask if they needed me to call AAA to help them. And Mr. Davis said, no, it could be a setup. Gotta stay safe out here. Let's see. BTG said, if I'm by myself, no. With my family, no. In the evening time, no. But if it's me, Doc, Big B, Stone, and Russell Westbrook, yes.
God damn. Right. What the hell Russ gonna do?
I don't know.
He's the prettiest nigga in the whole group. He ain't getting his finger no dirt on his fingernails.
So, like, I guess he needs all the backup. So, Mr. Wilson said, only if they look like they need help. I wouldn't assume they need help because they're women. Plus, 2 people should be able to figure it out.
I think Stone got artillery that can help us out.
Probably. Ms. Davis said, I would feel sorry that they don't have AAA.
Whoa.
All right. Damn, Ms. Davis. Okay. Okay. Well, Well, I know... yeah, ain't nothing I can do for you, boo. So I would keep it moving and pray for you that some nice gentleman would stop or that you had AAA. So, because I know I have actually changed a tire. Mind you, it was on when I had Ian, which was my Ford Escort. I changed my tire, but that was in my 20s. And
has a new car got a name yet?
New car, Peppa.
Peppa. All right.
Because I was calling her newbie. And I felt like she's rolling up on the 2-year mark. She was like, okay, when am I going to get the name changed?
2 years already?
Almost in November. Yeah. I know, right? New car, Peppa. But anyway, so yeah. So that's the thing. Like, I can't say, you know, because I don't know. I feel like old school cars seemed like it was easier to figure out the jack situation. And I don't know if it's the same thing. So I would be like, ooh, I pray for them that they stay safe. And somebody stops to help.
There's always my situation. I have a car that has no spare.
You'll be. Oh, no. Okay. Well, I guess you'd be getting towed.
I'll be getting towed.
Okay. Well, that happens to the best of us. This happened to me with Tuffy. So, and there you are. So, if you want to...
I have a long list of things with you and Tuffy.
Well, okay. Don't talk about my baby. That's a long story that I'm going to be pissed off about. So, hey, you want to chime in on that? InDeepShow@yahoo.com. Again, 202-750-1437. You want to, you know, speak your piece. If you saw two women on the side of the road, looked like they needed their tire changed. If you want to talk about it, do it. But, you know, we out here still. I know it's been a minute. We'll be taping Dating Sucks soon, too. So get those questions in, same email address, same telephone number.
Oh, yeah, and definitely The Un is coming up. So anybody that have any late homework assignments to turn in and want to get them on air, I would suggest getting those done within the next 3 days.
Okay.
If you want to make that cut off.
Means you better hurry up and post the show.
All right.
Yeah, because if you time...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
then.
It's going to be posted.
Okay.
Tonight. What is it today?
Sunday.
I'm losing track of days.
I'm just saying.
Fucking hell. Queen to Queen.
Well, let's see here. I feel like I'm feeling like Doc. Like, I'm not talking about the weather, but I feel like I'm always talking about my one finger goes to people driving. People, come on. Use a signal. How many times do I have to tell you this? It drives me crazy. Although, my sister seems to think that I need, some help with a little bit of road rage. I've been working on it. So I've been working on it, and when people don't use their signal, I don't feel the need to honk or in my car crusts them out. So I've been trying to zen out. I've been trying to let people in. But I'm still going to use my one finger for those people anyway, even though I'm working on it. I mean, I'm a work in progress. What can you say? Let's see. Two fingers. Two fingers for, it's weird. Two fingers for old friendship. Can't say it's going to ever get back to where it was, but you never know where it could go. Maybe we can hit the restart button on old friendships.
Boom and boom.
Boom.
Controversial two finger. Mm-mm. Because of what is happening in the DMV recently. Two fingers to the fact that I have not seen and or encountered the packed groups of illegal motorcycle riders, ATVs and all that stuff that block up traffic and do their wheelies and harass pedestrians and so forth and so on. That really gets under my skin.
That was a two finger?
Two fingers to the fact that I have not seen
it. Okay.
Yeah. Recently, one of these people were killed. And again, they're trying to put it on the police officer because the police officer, like, cut him off and he crashed into the police car and blah, blah, blah. And they're trying to say, oh, the cop didn't have to do that and blah, blah, blah. Or he didn't have to be riding a motorcycle illegal? Which one? I don't know. I think if there was no illegal motorcycle riding, there would have been no cop doing something like that. Just kind of feel that way. Let's get to the root of the problem and solve it there, not trying to solve it at the top. Yes. One finger to long recovery. Shit. There ain't enough water in the world. Leave that there. No doubt. Before I go, I meant to put this in the shout out. Shout out to Miss Sapphire. I need to put that out there. I had said I would. And I did. Shout out Miss Sapphire. And I guess that's the end of the show.
Yeah. Pretty much. shout out to our longtime listeners. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. And did I already say shout out to like Single Simulcast, the Shiznit Show? Forget that. Yo, I said that already, right?
Indirectly.
Yeah, because I was like the people that have been sharing. So shout out to them folks. And Chibi, where you be? Where you at, girl? That's all I had to say about that. That was it.
I was up around her way. If she's still around that way. I think I was heading there and I didn't go. That's what it was.
Oh, and shout out to Janella. I miss them.
I know.
And Black is. I miss them too.
I do. Yeah. Maybe they want to pop on and hang out with us one day.
I'll check them out.
Hold on. Got a pass gas right now.
I know they're busy. Okay. On that note, thank you for listening. We need to be out of the studio in like 2 seconds before the gas hits. If you don't play that music, get me out of here. I'm going to kill you.
We got to get out of here, y'all. It's been great. See you real soon on Dating Sucks in the Un. Get your homework in. As always, before we got to studio,
you can say it.
We like to say,
if God woke you up, you can handle the rest of the bull slits.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my...